He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history, who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila Glimpses into the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. First and foremost, let us make some good intentions as we always hear the beautiful hadith mubarakah, in which minds and yours and the universal blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. So, viewers of Madani channel, let us make some good intentions. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala blessed us for this opportunity that you are seated there watching this silsila and this episode, and I am here at the studio recording at this moment. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let us make some good intentions first and foremost. Our intention should be that whatever we are doing is for the sole pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whatever we learn, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, first and foremost, let us try to be practical upon it and try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Amir al-Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi, Allah grant him a long life and good health. He wrote a booklet called Ziyad Durud al-Salam. And in this booklet, Ziyad Durud al-Salam, he quotes 40 different narrations pertaining to the blessings or the beneficence of sending salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah azza wa jalla, every silsila we will try to mention one of these beneficence, inshallah. He quotes the narration that the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, if a person recites 50 times salawat upon me daily, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will shake hands with that person on the day of qiyamah. Subhanallah azza wa jal, views of Madani channel. Let's be hopeful that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, on that day, the day of qiyamah inshallah azza wa jal, we will be shaking hand with the blessed hands of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And inshallah azza wa jal, if we have to hold the hand of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah azza wa jal, undoubtedly our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will lead us to that pathway to Jannat inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, in previous episodes, we covered some different aspects of the life pertaining to Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We discussed about his father and grandfather and uncles and aunts and so many different aspects of his teachers, etc. And today we're going to come back to one narration also pertaining to his education and knowledge of deen. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Taus radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that once I saw my respected father Sayyidina Taus radiallahu ta'ala anhu talking to some person after Isha Salah in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Continued for the whole night, meaning the question and answer session. My beloved, he says, respected father Sayyidina Taus radiallahu ta'ala continued asking questions, and this person continued filing the answers. Continued the whole night, right up to Fajr Salah. Right up to the Adhan of Fajr Salah. So he was amazed that, who was this person? So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Taus radiallahu ta'ala became amazed at such a person and personality, astonished by his character, astonished by his movement and his answers. So in the morning time, he says, I I approached my respected father. And I asked my respected father, O Abajan, O my beloved father, Rahmatullahi Tarale, who was the person that you were seated with the entire night? Please do inform us. Beloved father, Hazrat Sayyidina Tawas, Rahmatullahi Tarale, replied, that don't you know that he is the most pious person of Banu Umayyah? The most pious person of Banu Umayyah, his name is Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah azza wa jalla. As soon as Abdullah bin Taus, rahmatullahi ta'ala, heard about this, he was amazed that, mashallah azza wa jalla, such a person and personality, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, with such intense knowledge, in deep insight into the knowledge of Quran and Hadith, mashallah azza wa jalla, that he could answer those questions non-stop consecutively for the entire night, right after Isha Salah, right up to Fajr Salah, non-stop, right up to the Adhan. So, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, we are now getting an insight about a leader of Islam, not just an ordinary leader of Islam, that subhanAllah azza wa jalla, a leader of all leaders, governor of all governors, Khalifa, mashallah azza wa jalla, who showed us the pathway, the true pathway of success, mashallah azza wa jalla, how to run a system. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, not only that, but gaining knowledge of deen and also running the entire province or the country, being a governor or a khalifa of that time. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower his special blessings upon Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and may Allah azza wa jalla through his sadaqah forgive us, inshallah azza wa jalla. So Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he continued his normal duties as being the leader, the khalifa, mashallah azza wa jalla. And as the time went on, because he was young, at a young age, mashallah azza wa jalla, already he started this work of governance and this work of being a khalifa of the Muslims, mashallah azza wa jalla. So as the time went, his scholarly, meaning his education, the occupation towards, his striving towards education, towards the knowledge of deen, had to come to a stop. Allahu Akbar. He said to himself, I left sacred Madina Sharif after I had become an excellent scholar. But I forgot, due to being lazy, he says so, due to being lazy, after I had come to Egypt, came to Misr. Allahu Akbar. This is our Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after gaining so much of knowledge of deen, and continued, he didn't stop, he continued. And we heard from the previous silsilas that at the age of 25 already he became a governor. At the age of 30 plus, he became Khalifa of the Muslims. At the age of 30 plus, mashallah azza wa jalla, he became the Khalifa of the Muslims, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. And it goes on, because now he's now in the term of governance, he's in the term of Khalifa. So the knowledge of deen now, he stops his education from his scholars there. Although he practices, mashallah, he puts whatever words, or whatever knowledge he got, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, this greatest of personalities of his time, mashallah azza wa jalla, he put his word into practice, mashallah azza wa jalla, and people, they knew it, they seen it, they felt it, that the way this person, personality, carried out his governance. And of course now we know that he comes from the descendants of the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, we heard the whole lineage of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. We also learned that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala was a Taba'i saint. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, when we talk about Taba'i saint, we're talking about that person who met the companion of the Blessed Rasul alayhi salatu salam. He is a Taba'i saint. A person who's seen with the naked eyes, with iman of course, who's seen with naked eyes a companion of the Blessed Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Likewise, not only that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi was a Taba'i, but mashallah azza wa jal, his father Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala was also a Taba'i saint. Mashallah azza wa jal, because he had the privilege to meet many Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and not only that, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he was in their company, mashallah azza wa jalla, spoke to them, sat in their company and learned many hadith mubarakah from these type of person and personalities, the companions, the blessed companions of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, mashallah azza wa jalla. So, many hadith mubarakah have been narrated by Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And today for the views of Madani channel, inshallah tabarakutala, just to get some barakat, some blessings to understand the chains, mashallah azza wa jalla, that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, when he heard hadith mubarakah from a person and personality of that time, mashallah azza wa jalla, we just want to mention it, so inshallah tabarakutala, we will get Madani pools out of this hadith mubarakah, and at the same time, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will mention few and we will get some blessings, some barakat, inshallah azza wa jalla, from this different hadith mubarakah, inshallah tabarakutala. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala heard many hadith mubarakah from blessed companions and also blessed taba'in. MashaAllah azawajal. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Allahu Akbar, has narrated from the blessed Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he heard the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying, you must enjoin to do good and forbid from evil. You must enjoin to do good, neki ki dawat, and forbid from evil. Otherwise, an enemy will be left upon you, against you, which you will make dua, but your dua will not be heard. Allahu Akbar. Enjoin what is good, and forbid that which is evil. Otherwise, your enemy will be left upon you, against you, and if you will make dua, your dua will not be heard, your dua will not be accepted in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jal. We heard so many narrations in the Alhamdulillah azza wa jal in the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. It is one of our maqsad, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, to invite people towards goodness and to stop them from badness. MashaAllah azza wa jal. This is our, Alhamdulillah, the insight of Dawat Islami, Amir al-Sunnah, special nazar is upon this maqsad, that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. This is the Madani maqsad of Dawat Islami. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, so we heard, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, these narrations are coming via into the, mashallah azza wa jalla, blessed ears of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, with his blessed tongue, mashallah azza wa jalla, he narrated these beautiful hadith mubarakah to other taba'in, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated from Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabaraka ta'ala likes the young man who has spent his youth in the obedience of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla likes that young person who has spent his youth in the obedience towards Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Isn't this amazing, these beautiful narrations? They are going in the deep parts of the heart, that when we talk about the youth, Allahu Akbar. When we talk about the youth, that subhanallah azza wa jalla, if a youth, mashallah azza wa jalla, he gets hidayah at that young age, Allah tabaraka ta'ala loves him boundlessly. Allah tabaraka ta'ala loves him most. And mashallah azza wa jalla, this type of persons have a special blessing from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Special mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala depends upon these person and personalities, views of Madani channel. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, if you are young, mashallah, if you are young, or you were young, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, in that young days, you started to be obedient towards Allah tabaraka ta'ala. You stayed away from evil. You always enjoyed what is right and forbade what is wrong. And you kept faith unto Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Subhanallah azza wa jal. We understand that from this narration, from this hadith mubarakah, which is also narrated by Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka ta'ala loves those young persons and personalities who has spent his youth in the obedience of Allah tabaraka ta'ala at a young age. So views of Madani channel, it's also an example for us that also we give these beautiful hadith mubarakah and examples to our youth, to our young girls and young boys, our children, our beloved children. Then we tell them that Allah loves us and Allah tabaraka loves most those person personalities, mashallah azza wa jalla, that are starting their ibadah. They're starting, striving towards the worship at a young age. It doesn't mean that you are at an old age, you must stop. No, no, viewers of Madinah, it doesn't mean that. It just means that Allah Ta'ala loves those personalities who start their ibadah, who start their worship from a young age. May Allah Ta'ala make it such. Oh, viewers of Madinah channel, that you are there, you are seated there and you are listening at the moment. Maybe your beloved child is next to you, your beloved daughter, your beloved son, your nephew, your grandchild. You should also make dua. That Allah Ta'ala, through the barakah and blessings of this beautiful hadith of barakah, narrated and through the chain to Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make my child, my grandchild, my granddaughter, make them pious at a young age. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you know the dua of a father, dua of a parent is never turned down in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So dua of a parent for his child, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Keep making dua, keep making dua, keep making dua, keep making dua. Inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, one day is one day. One day is one day. There has to be a turning point for our youth, for our youngsters, especially in today's time and era. We have so much of difficulties. Really so much of difficulties. Youth are into drugs, into clubs, into pubs. They're becoming thugs. People are doing so much of wrong things. Our youth, young girls, young boys. Parents are crying. Parents are in pain. Ammi is in pain. Abu is in pain. So much of difficulties that we are facing today. So keep making dua. Oh father, oh mother, if you are watching Madani channel, you are having this pain. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, we are hoping to the sadaqah of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Rahmatullahi ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jalla. Our parishani, our difficulties will be solved inshallah azza wa jalla. So keep making dua. Because one day, there is going to be a turning point. Many a times we see our youth, they go in the wrong path. Our parents make dua. SubhanAllah. They give sadaqah. MashaAllah. They keep roza. They wake up in the midst of the night. They perform tahajjud. They cry in the bargah of Allah Ta'ala. And SubhanAllah. They see the turning point of the children. And some of them see the duas being answered. SubhanAllah. So we have to never lose hope on the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And keep on inshaAllah making dua. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us inshaAllah. Another beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, which comes in that chain where Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is narrated from Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair. And Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair from Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She heard the beloved and blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, saying, there is no such moment upon Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, in which he does not do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla with goodness. But on the day of Qiyamah, day of judgment, he will feel regret over it. Meaning, the time that we pass in the dunya, all our time. Now, that at this time we're passing in the dunya, we will regret it when we come in the day of Qiyamah. When we come in the barakah of Allah Ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah, we think about all those useless moments that we spent in the dunya. So much of useless moments we spent in the dunya without the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Without the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Fuse of Madani channel. Imagine on that day, if you have to come in the court of Allah and start to work out the hours, we start to work out the years, we start to work out the months, and the days, and the weeks, and the hours, that we, you and I, were neglectful of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. What will be our condition, viewers of Madani channel, on that day? It will be afsos. Of course, we're going to be sad about it. You're going to be sad about it. I'm going to be sad about it. Because why? Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu ta'ala, and she says so. That beloved Rasulullah said, we're going to regret it. So why do we want to regret when we can do now, whilst we are breathing the ni'mah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? You're taking the oxygen, you're taking out the carbon dioxide. You're taking the oxygen, you're taking out the carbon. Whilst you're breathing the ni'mah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, continue making the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So there are many forms of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, if we engage our life in every action of our life, in the dhikr of Allah. For example, somebody asks you, how are you? Don't say, I'm fine. Say, Alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, beautify it. like the sunnah of the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Why not? All praise is due to my Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In every situation, whether it's good or whether it's bad, praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So people ask you, how are you? Now you answer that. Anything in your sentence, add in your sentence, subhanallah azawajal, views of Madani channel, try it. In every sentence, insha'Allah azawajal, alhamdulillah, masha'Allah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Keep adding the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because according to Hadith Mubarakah, that if a person makes the dhikr of Allah azawajal, example, if he says once, subhanallah, just once, subhanallah azawajal, just say subhanallah, according to the narration, a beautiful tree will be planted for you in Jannat. A beautiful tree will be planted for me in Jannat. For those who are making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. So engage your life daily. MashaAllah, what a beautiful day. MashaAllah, what a beautiful house. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, when you see a beautiful masjid, recite durud pak, recite dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, salawat. Everything you engage in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in every sentence of your life, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will see that every sentence, mashallah azawajalla, is the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. We've been indoctrinated with the system that subhanallah azawajalla, all our sentences, it contains the dhikr of Allah. All our sentences contain the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So inshallah azza wa jalla, views of Madani channel, try your best, inshallah azza wa jalla, wherever you are, that you keep making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatu wa salamu alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. There's another beautiful hadith mubarakah. All hadith mubarakah is beautiful. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrated from Imam Zuhri, and Sayyidina Imam Zuhri, he narrated from Sayyidina Ibn Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala, that the beloved and blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, no doubt, there is a khulq, a quality of every religion, and the khulq and quality of Islam is haya, modesty. Yes, views of Madani channel. Modesty. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. You know, person has haya, mashallah azza wa jalla, you see the success in their life. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, I know many of our people, mashallah azza wa jalla, they have haya. But what about the immodesty? What about the immodesty? This is a quality of Islam. So, whether you're a male or you're a female, if you are modest, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's special rahmat. Allah Azza wa Jal, special mercy be upon us always. Because if we are modest, then subhanallah Azza wa Jal, as beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's a quality of our deen. Modesty is a quality of our deen. Immodesty is not a quality of our deen. Modesty is a quality of our deen, and immodesty is the line of shaitan. He leads you towards Jahannam. Modesty leads you towards Jannat, and immodesty leads you towards the fire of Jahannam. So you choose. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, our beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us, deen is modesty. Our deen, Islam, is modesty. It's a quality of Islam. So, unfortunately, in many homes we are having this difficulty of immodesty. It's a sign of Qiyamah actually. It's a sign of Qiyamah. They'll be dressed but they'll be naked. So views of Madani channel, you understand these points, that subhanallah azza wa jal, that this haya, it's a quality of our deen. It's part of our deen, part of our iman, part of Islam. We cannot change. We cannot change. We cannot be immodest and say that it's part of our deen. No, modesty, haya is part of iman, is part of our deen. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, if you're watching Madani channel and you're having these difficulties, you're having these problems, it's a very simple solution for you, views of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, today we are discussing the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And we're taking Madani pools from his lifestyle, from his life. MashaAllah. So they were definitely modest figures. They set the examples of highest calibers for us in their times. So, you're watching this program. Maybe you're having some difficulty. Children are, they don't even care about haya. They don't care about being modest. So you set the example as a parent, as a father, as a mother. Set modesty and haya in your homes. If you start modesty and haya in your homes, feel shy, for example, feel shy to walk with the short pants in front of anybody else. Because it's you need haya, no matter where it is. Cover your bodies properly. Ensure that our bodies are covered from navel to the knees proper. For ladies, make sure the body is covered completely. Of course. Then inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we will have haya. So inshallah, the more haya we have, the more blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon us. And inshallah, the more blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon us, the more closer we get to the worship, to the ibadat of Allah azza wa jalla and the sunnah of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami offers you so many solutions. And especially in Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our muftihan ikram, muballigin, mashallah azza wa jalla, members of shura, of course, our amir al-sunnah, they're always, mashallah azza wa jalla, motivating us to come close towards Quran, towards the sunnah of the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And how easy for the viewers of Madani channel, how easy for us. You just have to press the button. Yes, you just have to press the button, put it on. And mashallah azza wa jalla, all the knowledge of deen is coming to you. Free of charge, non-stop. Non-stop action, 24/7. English Madani channel, Bengali Madani channel, MashaAllah azza wa jalla, Urdu Madani channel. It is a special blessing, niyam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us such a person and personality like Sheikh Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Amir al-Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri. Allah grant him a long life and good health. InshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawud Islami. تیری دوم مچی ہو آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history. عمر بن عبد العزيز رضي الله